Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. Government reiterates there is no shortage of LPG across the country, assures it has 74 days of total reserve capacity. West Asia conflict intensifies with Israel reporting fresh strikes inside Iran, claims killing of Iran's Navy chief Alireza Tangsiri. US jury holds Meta and YouTube liable for social media addiction design, awards $6 million fine. And in South Asian Football Federation Under-20 Championship, India beat Pakistan 3-0 in Maldives, enter semi-finals. The government has reiterated that country's petroleum and LPG supply situation is fully secure and under control. The country has 74 days of total reserve capacity and actual stock cover, including crude stocks, product stocks, and the dedicated strategic storage in caverns is around 60 days right now. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said all retail fuel outlets have enough supplies and there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG anywhere in the country. A report.
The ministry today informed that India is today receiving more crude oil from its 41 plus suppliers across the world. The ministry said that every Indian refinery is running at over 100% utilization. The ministry has also said that there is no shortage of LPG across the country. The domestic refinery production has been ramped up by 40%, bringing daily LPG output to 50,000 metric tons, which is more than 60% of the country's requirement. The ministry said the cylinders demand had gone up to 89 lakh cylinders due to panic ordering by consumers and has now come down to 50 lakh cylinders again. The ministry informed that over and above domestic production, 800,000 metric tons of assured inbound LPG cargoes are already secured and en route from United States, Russia, Australia and other countries arriving across India's 22 LPG terminals. With Dipendra Kumar, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The West Asia conflict has intensified over the past 6 hours, with Israel reporting fresh strikes inside Iran and expanding operations across Lebanon. Israeli officials say their forces carried out a wave of attacks in the central Iranian city of Isfahan and confirmed the killing of Alireza Tangsiri, the naval commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, along with other senior naval officers in an overnight strike. Israeli officials claimed that Tangsiri had been directly responsible for operations involving the mining and attempted blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Iranian authorities have not yet issued an official response. Israeli forces also struck targets in southern Lebanon, including Tyre and Kfar Umman, while issuing evacuation warnings to residents south of the Zahrani River. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 1,094 people have been killed in Israeli strikes since the 2nd of March as fighting continues in southern areas. The United States has stepped up pressure on Tehran, warning of further consequences if negotiations fail. U.S. President Donald Trump held a cabinet meeting today amid the ongoing West Asia war, stating that Iran is begging to make a deal, not the United States.
And just so we set the record straight, because I've been watching fake news and all these stories that get printed like, oh, I want to make a deal. They are begging to make a deal, not me. And anybody that saw what was happening over there would understand why they want to make a deal. But they say, oh, we're not talking to them. Anybody would know they're talking. And only a total. And they're great negotiators. I say they're lousy fighters, but they're great negotiators. And they are begging to work out a deal. I don't know if we'll be able to do that. I don't know if we're willing to do that. They should have done that 4 weeks ago. They should have done it 2 years ago.
Iranian state media also reported fresh missile and drone launches toward Israel and Gulf targets, while health authorities in Iran updated the death toll from the conflict to at least 1,937. More from our West Asia correspondent.
In the United Arab Emirates, air defenses intercepted 15 ballistic missiles and 11 drones launched from Iran today. This brings the total number of intercepted threats since the war started to 372 ballistic missiles, 15 cruise missiles and more than 1,826 drones. Two people were killed in Abu Dhabi after debris from an intercepted missile fell onto the main road. One of the victims were identified as an Indian national. The latest incident brings the UAE's total death toll from falling debris to 11, with 166 injured since hostilities began. Officials say air defense systems remain on high alert across the UAE as tensions continue to escalate across West Asia. Meanwhile, Gulf Cooperation Council officials have called for urgent diplomacy, warning that attacks on shipping and threats to close the Strait of Hormuz have crossed all red lines and could disrupt global energy markets. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held bilateral talks with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot at Abbé des Vaux de Senet in France. Dr. Jaishankar is on a two-day visit to France to attend G7 foreign ministers' meeting with partner countries. He also met with his Canadian counterpart Anita Anand. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that they discussed the advanced bilateral agenda of both the countries. He said that they also discussed recent developments in West Asia. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A U.S. jury in Los Angeles has found social media platforms Meta and YouTube liable for harm linked to addictive design features that kept a young user engaged on their platforms. The jury awarded $6 million in damages to the plaintiff, with Meta responsible for 70% of the payout and YouTube covering the remaining 30%. The case marks the first trial of its kind, focused on the alleged impact of social media design on young users. The lawsuit was brought by a now 20-year-old woman who argued that social media companies deliberately created addictive products. Social media platform TikTok and Snap, which were also named in the lawsuit, reached a settlement with her shortly before the trial began. The verdict comes just a day after another ruling against Meta in New Mexico, where a jury ordered the company to pay $375 million in civil penalties. The Baloch National Movement, BNM, has accused Pakistani authorities of grave human rights violations, including extrajudicial killings, enforced disappearances and torture across Balochistan during the 61st session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. Addressing the session, BNM chairman Naseem Baloch said that the European Union granted Pakistan special trade status under the Generalized Scheme of Preferences Plus on the condition that it uphold international standards in human rights, labor protections and democratic governance. He argued that the reality on the ground sharply contradicts these commitments. European lawmakers today approved a measure making it easier to establish migrant detention centres outside the European Union. Under the new framework, individual EU countries or small coalitions can strike their own agreements to send migrants denied asylum to facilities located outside the 27-member bloc, rather than returning them to their countries of origin. UN Climate Chief Simon Steele today praised India's decision to revise its nationally determined contributions under the Paris Agreement, saying it demonstrates that clean energy expansion and economic growth can go hand in hand. The remarks followed India's approval of stronger climate targets for the 2030-2035 period. In South Asian Football Federation, Under-20 Championship defending champions India began their campaign with a commanding 3-0 win over Pakistan at the National Football Stadium in Male, Maldives today, eliminating their rivals from the tournament. With this win, Indian team has entered semi-finals of the championship. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Government reiterates there is no shortage of LPG across the country. It shows it has 74 days of total reserve capacity. West Asia conflict intensifies with Israel reporting fresh strikes inside Iran. Claims killing of Iran's Navy Chief Ali Reza Thangsiri. US jury holds Meta and YouTube liable for social media addiction design. Awards $6 million fine. And in South Asian Football Federation Under-20 Championship, India beat Pakistan 3-0 in Maldives. Enter semi-finals. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.